Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore me corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow. Smooth as silk, gives creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo. That's what you do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl should need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl.
The annual Berkshire Festival of Women Writers is a collaborative multi-venue event sponsored by Bard College at Simon's Rock with many local partners, celebrated across Berkshire County in the month of March, which is Women's History Month. Well, this afternoon, as part of the festival, folk singer Peggy Seeger will be performing from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hevra of South Berkshire in Grey Barrington. Peggy will also be performing at the 8th Step in the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady on Thursday at 7 o'clock. Our Alan Shartok recently spoke with Peggy Seeger about the events.
Welcome, Peggy Seeger. And of course, we're all thinking about Pete, and we offer you our condolences.
Thank you very much. I've lost now four brothers, two of whom I was very close. My brother Mike, that was about 4 or 5 years ago. But Pete, it's a strange thought. He held me in his arms when I was about a week old. He's the only person now alive who's known me since I was born. And, you know, you never think that this rock of a person in your life is just not going to be there anymore. He's still alive. No, he's still alive in us.
No,
bring the dead forward with us, you know?
No doubt about it. I should point out to everybody that Peg's coming to us from under the Atlantic Ocean. She's across the pond in England, and it sounds like...
No, I'm not.
Where are you?
I'm on the 78 headed for Newark.
Oh, okay. So, cell phones. But it does sound like that first Marconi broadcast, and we thank you for doing this. Your performance this afternoon is being called an interactive lecture with song. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's probably not as interactive as many lectures. Essentially, it goes back a bit of a ways. In 1969, I made a song called I'm Gonna Be an Engineer.
I love it. I've always loved it.
I actually never did want to be an engineer, but that's neither here nor there. I made it for a political documentary, and it was immediately taken up by the feminist movement. They asked me to come around and sing. So I'd go around, I'd sing the engineer, and then they'd say, sing another one. And the only songs I had were folk songs, in which women, believe me, are not treated very well. There is not a very good image of women in American folk songs. So I started researching the issues that were involved in the feminist movement, and that was when I started writing songs about domestic violence, about mothers and daughters, about wages, and I kind of got a reputation for singing feminist songs. Then I started noticing, really, a lot of the folk songs do to us women when the main protagonist is a female. And looking into it methodically, it ended up being a lecture that at its longest is about 3 hours long, but
Wow.
Really I need at least an hour and a half to deal with it.
Well, you know, you're probably responsible for folks singing, cleaning up its act. I remember when Pete used to sing, I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly, and then that got changed to, I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Young Lady Who Swallowed a Lie. I thought that was great.
Oh, wonderful. That's fantastic. I hadn't heard that. But we all used to sing songs like, I had a wife, I've got no good of her, here is how as I easy got rid of her, took her out and chopped the head off her early in the morning.
Oh, boy.
So we sang songs that really dissed women dreadfully. So I go through all the categories and give examples, and then there's another category where the women, they buck the image. We say, no, 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 go and we're going to be sailors and we're going to be soldiers and we're going to do this and do that. And the lecture goes into some of the songs that deal with feminist issues that folk songs don't deal with, because there's a lot of those.
So you're appearing twice. You're appearing for the Women Writers Conference, but you're also at Proctor's. Will the concert at Proctor's be a different kind of concert than what you're doing at
For
Women?
Oh, yes. That's for the general public, because not everybody is interested in an in-depth study of the image of women in Anglo-American folk music. The concert at Proctor's tomorrow will be traditional songs, ballads, songs that I make up myself, and some songs made up by other people. It's just me, you know, the old ego trip holding the microphone and making everybody else sing. That's what's going to happen.
Well, nobody does it better than you do, Peggy. When I think back on your whole family contribution, you know, I remember Mike as if it were yesterday in the New Law City Ramblers and how wonderful. And it was, everybody had their own sort of different way of doing it. And, you know, you've really been a terrific influence on American folk music. And you and McCall, who could ever forget all that you did back in the day?
You know, Alan, I have been so lucky in my life. I was born into a functional family with parents that loved each other. I had three siblings with whom I bonded. My older brother, Mike, was my companion.
Mm-hmm.
Music. And then there was Pete coming down and bringing new songs. And then when I went to England, I had a first life partner in Ewan McCall. I learned from all of the people in my family, in both my families. And then when Ewan died, I have another partner, female partner. So doesn't that sound like luck to you?
Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
It
How many people get that kind of a chance?
And then you add the people who come to the concerts, who bring their own experience and their own tolerance and their own voices, their own rich lives, and who do so many good things. The folk movement is quite wonderful, you know? It does attract very special kind of people, I think.
Do you ever get in touch with any of the oldies but goodies? Do you ever talk to Ronnie Gilbert, you know, of the Weavers? Do you keep in touch with, you know, the Holly Nears and the rest of the people who make up such an important part of the women in folk music?
Not so much. And this was the fault of you, Cole, and myself. Looking back on it in perspective, we were so busy doing what we did. And we were in England, so we didn't have much contact with the American singers, not a whole lot. And we didn't network easily, and I regret that. I do regret that. When I meet with the wonderful old singers, I feel as if we make contact right away. I don't know if they do, but it wasn't the kind of networking that happened here.
Peggy Seeger, is there anything else you'd like to say about either of these concerts that we should know?
Well, I am so grateful for being given this opportunity to be here, because I really love singing to American groups of people. I really do. You sing so readily. I mean, that's not blackmail. That doesn't mean you have to do it. But you make a community out of an audience at a concert that is just a pleasure to sing with. I'm making a new, quite different album. And if you want to know where to get any information on me, you go to PeggySeeger.com. and just hit any of the buttons. There's more than you need or want to know on that.
That's great. We've been talking with Peggy Seeger, who will be performing at the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers, scheduled for this afternoon, March 18th, from 4 to 6 p.m. The event has been moved from the Guthrie Center to Hevra of South Berkshire at 270 State Road in Great Barrington. You can find out more at http://berkshirewomenwriters.org. That's berkshirewomenwriters.org, one word. Peggy will also be performing at the 8th Step in the GE Theater at Proctor's this Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m. For more on that concert, head to www.proctors.org. Peggy Seeger, we love you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Peggy Seeger speaking with R. Allen Chartok. Again, Peggy will be performing at the 4th Annual Berkshire Festival of Women Writers this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hevra of South Berkshire. You can also find out more information about her performance at the 8th Step at the GE Theater at Proctor's this Thursday at 7 o'clock by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and we have links to both events there. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Well, I listen to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listen to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I'll fight them as a woman, not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.